time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick. What's going on, Nick?
Not much. What's happening?
Nothing. Central Catholic in baseball is happening. Number three. I'm going to jump right into it. No introduction.
Let's do it. Yeah. Forget about the pleasantries. You don't care about, no one cares about the pleasantries anyways.
Central Catholic hot off the presses on this Tuesday morning, 14-2, number three in baseball. They are in the mix, man. And I'm reading nothing but good things about them. You know, I think they had a walk-off win over Andover recently.
Yep.
And Chelmsford and Andover, 13-14 in the top 15. So good stuff there. I've got a good feeling about baseball in the Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. It's looking up this season, especially, you know, Central Catholic and Andover being on top of their game. And it sounds like it's a tight race in the Merrimack Valley Lodge, too.
Yeah. I also like what I'm seeing in softball circles for Central Catholic because they're number one.
15. Okay, even better.
Yeah. So the number three team in the state for Division I and the number one team in the state for softball. 15-1, right ahead of King Philip, Taunton, our friends in the North Shore. Peabody coming at number five with one loss. They are defending runner-up. Now, let's see, Medfield, I think, was the team that Peabody faced in the finals last year. I don't even see them.
Taunton. It was Taunton.
Who the heck faced Medfield? Someone faced Medfield in a final.
Medfield's usually around in a lot of Tewksbury sports, especially girls. And Medfield is ranked second in, Division 3, I think, or 2.
Yeah, I think it was for some reason. I don't know who it was, but either way, you got some good action going on for Division 1 and baseball and softball for Central, and then Division 2, yes. Of course, Bill Ricker and Tewksbury fighting over that top spot, number 2 and 3. Bill Ricker with 2, Tewksbury 3, only 6 losses between them, 28 wins. Let's hope. We hoped all of last spring, Nick, and we're doing it again, that we get the matchup. Bill Ricker, Tewksbury. If it started today, they would face each other in the semifinals.
We barely avoided it last year. I mean, I know it's got to be at least 3-4 rounds deep for it to even happen, but you know, we've been flirting with it for so many years, it's bound to happen.
I know, for real. Yep. Lacrosse is where we don't see many, right? Merrimack Valley teams, although you do have North Andover number 9 and Chelmsford number 10 in Division 1. They got a big mountain to climb if they're going to motor through that top 10 when it comes into the Sweet 16, right?
Yeah, that top 10 is tough. They're in boys lacrosse. Boys lacrosse, very top heavy.
Yeah, exactly. And then moving around to the ladies for Division 1's lacrosse, you are looking at, we had Chelmsford number 4, Central 7, and North Andover, we had their 100-point scorer on, right?
Yep.
Recently, Papel. So they're number 13. So, yeah, there's some good, South teams, just high-powered offenses, schools like Lincoln, Sudbury, Wellesley, Reading, in that girls' lacrosse, number one. Number one rankings. Always a quick check at number 2 to see what we got for the Valley and Bill Ricker girls come in at number 11. They do have a losing record, though. Shows you how good the Valley is with a losing record at number 11 in the state.
Exactly.
cool. And we always check boys volleyball, too, because Lowell.
Right. Volleyball is always off my radar, unfortunately.
Yeah. Lowell number 2, North Andover number 8.
Okay.
Haverhill 10, Methuen 12, Andover 14, Chelmsford 16. Now, this might be the sport, Nick, for the Valley.
Yeah, I know, right? They're all over the top the top 32.
Yeah. All right, cool. I think, did I miss any major sports? I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
All right. Well, let's take a break because we're gonna get to our one and only guest, gonna be an award-winning We've had him on before, Ron Drew, and Tewksbury AD, award-winning AD, won some prestigious division, I think it's District 4 award. He'll talk more about that and just give us a state of the state, what's going on over there with the Redmen after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here with our one and only guest of the day, repeat guest, Tewksbury Athletics Director, Ronald Druin. What's going on, Ron?
How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to be here. Obviously, the spring is inching its way forward to the tournament. What's exciting for the Redmen right now in terms of the postseason?
Let's see. Our softball team in the current rankings just come out today, is ranked third. Baseball getting in the top 32. I want to say they're number 31 this morning. Girls tennis is in the tournament. They're number 26 or 27. Boys tennis, you know, struggling a little bit. Girls lacrosse is close. You know, they're in the top 35 or 36. They're a couple wins away. And boys lacrosse is 34 or 35. So, I'm hoping one of the lacrosses can kind of get in the tournament. Softball's comfortably in. I think baseball will stay in. You know, girls tennis is playing well. We've got some, our track teams, our boys have a legitimate chance in the Division IV state tournament. And we've got some girls who are, you know, Jayani Santos is a sprinter who's going to UMass Lowell, and Amanda Ogden, another sprinter going to Holy Cross, and got a couple jumpers and pole vaulters. So, got some individuals in our girls track team that are strong and can do some damage. The girls seem probably a little more suited for more individual success than maybe team success. But a couple of our relay teams are good. Cassidy Page, Kim San Nguyen, Emma Jensen. We got some kids on girls, you know, so should be an exciting spring.
Absolutely. Yeah, Ron, I mean, is it the spring? It's got to be the busiest season for you, right? The most teams. What is this season have entail for you? I'm sure you're running around everywhere.
Yeah, no, spring's busy. You know, now when you get into May and it gets a little warmer, you start dealing with more night games. You know, senior night tonight for softball. So you get some later nights in the spring. We actually have less teams here in the spring than we do in the fall. We have 10, winter we have 9, and spring we have 8. But you know, you start dealing with night lacrosse, night softball. You know, makes a little bit longer days for you in the job, but you know, weather's getting better. You know, you can go play golf in the morning on the weekends, and you know, you got stuff to do. So, summer's coming.
Yeah, exactly. And Ron, big news last month was a nice little award there to add to your resume, right? District 4 Athletic Director of the Year. Is that MIA sponsored award?
Yeah, Masada. Masada right. Sponsors those awards, and yeah, District 4 is Merrimack Valley Conference, the dual county league and the Middlesex League, and I was the recommendation out of the Merrimack Valley Conference, and then I ended up coming out of District 4. So I, you know, I'm appreciative of the people in the valley, my colleagues in the valley that thought enough of me to push me forward, and then was lucky enough to, you know, get the nomination out of District 4, and they were two really good candidates. That easily could have gone forward. And I was lucky enough to go forward out of District 4. So I'm appreciative of it. You know, it's always nice when you're, your peers think you do a pretty good job. And you know, we host a lot of games here, and we try to treat people right over here. And you know, it's always nice when people think you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, what do you think that reflects in terms of your peers doing that? Like, he answers emails quick. He always reschedules our games when we want him to.
a little bit. Maybe the fact I'm getting older and they felt bad for me. I don't know.
Could be that.
It could be. No, you know, I think that, you know, in District 4, Tewksbury and Burlington host an awful lot of events. You know, and Sean Hart does a real good job over at Burlington. And, you know, Sean and I actually do a presentation down the Cape on event management and event hosting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the MIA wants us to kind of do some stuff with new athletic directors, how to host events and stuff like that. So I think people are appreciative that we've opened the doors over here, especially during COVID and whatnot, to try to make things work. You know, I think we're lucky over here. We've, you know, have a print shop, so we can do some nice things for programs and, you know, getting out information. And look, we've had some teams go deep. You know, this All-State tournament has been good for Tewksbury High. It just has. You know, our volleyball team has won the state championship. Our hockey team has won the state championship. Our softball team lost in the state finals. Our football team's always competitive. So the All-State tournament has given Tewksbury High kind of a platform for some of our teams to shine. And in turn, when your teams are good, you're hosting a lot of events and people are coming in your school, and we just try to treat them right when they're here, you know, and give them a good experience.
Yeah, Rosa, hosting events. I was actually getting to my next question. I mean, the first place that comes to mind is that awesome gym that you guys have hosting a lot of neutral site games. And what's it like, you know, being a neutral site host? That's a totally different animal, I feel like.
Oh, it is. We have a nice facility, you know what I mean? And I think we do a good job. We got plenty of parking. We got a great gym. You know, you can seat 1,600, and then you can get another 400 or 500 up top if you need to. So we, you know, the most that I think that we've had in here was last year. We had the Andover Central Girls state semifinal.
Wow.
And there was 2,100 people in here. You know, it was crazy. You know, it was packed. It was a great environment. We've had some volleyball games that have been state finals that have been jammed in here. And, you know, it's bright enough, it's wide enough, there's enough parking, you got the overflow up top. You know, it's easily accessible. It's not crazy deep off the highway. You can get there from 495 and 93. So yeah, I think it's pretty good neutral spot, you know. So we've been lucky that way.
Yeah,
I had the pleasure of covering one game there. It was a while back, but I appreciated the media table, you guys.
Yeah, we try to do little things like that, you know, media table, try to take care of referees, make sure the referees have, you know, power bars and waters and get them on and off the court and, you know, have someone escort them on and off and try to treat the media right. If you guys are coming out, it means it's a big game and want to make sure that the kids get that feeling. So,
yeah. Yeah, you must have to have a massive, like, that presentation the MIAA wants you to do. Yeah, massive checklist. I mean, media, fire code, like police, you know, who's hiring them, exit doors, are the bathrooms working or whatever. Like, you know,
there's a lot to it, you know, and I think, you know, having coached for a long time and been lucky enough to have some pretty good teams, you know, when you're going to a facility that has it covered, and you know, when you're kind of going to the facility and maybe they're winging it, you know what I mean? And, I don't ever want anybody to walk in here and think we're winging, you know? So, you kind of take what you think are the right things to do and maybe what has happened in a positive way to you as a coach along the way. And you kind of remember those things. And I'm a big believer when teams come here that they get greeted by me or they get greeted by a couple people that are working for me right away and get them to their locker room and make sure that they know that their stuff is safe and secure and locked. And we have someone escorting them on the court and escorting them off the court. And, you know, just wanted to be treated right. So,
yeah. And who polices the kids when they're in the crowd, if they get a little too personal in their cheering and jeering.
That never happens.
Yeah. You know, and GoFan, when you start to go to the round of 16 or better, 16, 8, 4, or 2, you're using GoFan. So that tool allows you to see what you're anticipating for a crowd. So, you know, you're sitting there on game day and you're looking at 1,600 people on your GoFan list, and you're sitting there going, man, we're going to be full tonight. You know, do we got enough people? Does it? Then you reach out to the opposing ADs, you know, who's coming to chaperone your kids, and you have a list of those names, and or you sit there and, all right, you know, there's only 350 people coming. You know, if there's a big walk up, you're going to get 500 people. So you're in pretty good shape. So it's, I think GoFan has made that a little bit easier to manage your personnel along the way. So
what is that? Someone input, like, how do you know how many people are coming through an app?
There's a dashboard. So when they post our game, so if we're playing a football game, like we played, if we're playing a football game and we're using GoFan, it'll say, like, you know, Tewksbury versus whatever high school, you know, and I can go onto the dashboard and sign in as a user of it, or as a, you know, as the leader of our GoFan account, and I can see the number of people that are coming, number of people that are coming, number of adult tickets sold, number of student tickets sold, what your total gate is. So you can see those things behind.
Wow, that's impressive.
On the back end, you can see those things.
Yeah, that's great data to have up front. It's like, all right, well, we got 300 versus 1,300. It's a big difference.
Yeah. we're working with them to try to see if we can get them to kind of delineate. I'm coming to support Tewksbury, or I'm coming to support the opponent. You know, so now you know, like, is the other team coming with a fan bus? Are they not coming with a fan bus? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, Nick and I know this firsthand, that an athletics director, you know, has a staff for sure. Not, you know, obviously your coaches, but then you have the people inside your office or the next room that do a lot of work.
No doubt.
So I'd love for you to give anyone a shout out who's been with you through the years in that capacity.
Nancy O'Hare is our athletic secretary. She's fantastic. Does it all, you know, and any success that I get to have on a personal level, you know, Nancy's right there. She's fantastic, you know, and we got a bunch of people over here that, you know, our staff to this numerous people, too many to name, you know, that I know that when I have, you know, bigger games, I can go to a lot of my head coaches and they'll come on and work and they just do a fantastic job. So, I mean, our staff over here is awesome. You know, I got a couple of buddies that I'll bring in, you know, that if I can't get my head coaches, they'll come in, and coaches that are longtime coaches that are friends of mine that want to come in and make a couple extra bucks and know how to run an event and treat people right. So, you know, the bigger the crowd, the bigger, more people you're going to put on, and, you know, a little bit of common sense that way. And, you know, for us here, we're lucky that our police chief, Chief Columbus, is a big supporter of athletics. So he'll at times work with our resource officers to make sure that if we're going on the road, our resource officers will travel with us, make sure that we have, you know, a police presence to kind of cover our own people and deal with our own kids. So our resource officer at school who knows our kids by name would be traveling with us if we have a big hockey game or big football game, big basketball game, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's huge. You can't just put them on an island and, like, all right, go into that hostile environment and just leave on a bus in public.
Yeah, our police chief is very real supportive that way. So we're very lucky. Chief Columbus was a former athlete here and knows how important athletics is in the community and is a big supporter. So we're lucky that way. And, you know, our administration and our business manager, our superintendent value athletics and they fund it properly and we don't want for much over here. I'm very lucky.
Yeah. Hopefully they're all valuing it high, because we know it can be taken away in an instant, like it was in 2020. So
no question.
Yeah. Well, congrats on the big award, but more importantly, you know, getting these kids ready for the postseason run at Tewksbury for the spring. Plenty of teams still in the mix. If you check out those MIAA rankings for sure. So best of luck with the Redmen. Ron, and thanks again for joining us in the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate all you guys do. And you know, I know you had my guy Jamie on as he's moving over
to
the other side of the river. You know, he'll be working for the Tribune now. And I live in Methuen, grew up in Lawrence. You know, value that paper a lot, and you know, glad Jamie got that opportunity. Appreciative of all the stuff that he's done for, you know, Tewksbury High and the town crier. And, you know, you're running a small newspaper like that, and it's a hard job, and you're not making a lot of money. And he did it as best he could, as hard as he could, and as long as he could. And we're, you know, super grateful for everything he's done for us.
Yeah, it's a grind, you know, and it's all about more names, more kids' names, more kids' names. I guess the kids still get excited to see themselves in the paper these days.
Jamie did it with a smile on his face for almost 30 years. So,
yeah, and it's good he's still in the mix. He's still in the valley. You'll be running into him quite often, I'm sure. All right. Well, good shout out to Jamie. Again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Have a good one, Ron.
See you guys.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right, Ron Druin. I like Ron, Nick. All business gets it done. Mm-hmm. And turns out to be, you know, one of the highly valued ADs in the MIA circles, it turns out.
Yeah, yeah, you for know? Sure. I can see why. I mean, hosting those neutral site games is no easy task.
Yeah. You know, me and you, if we gave awards to ADs, it'd be like he responds and gets on our show quick.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ron will win our show, too.
He provides rosters.
he win awards for us. All right, one more break, and then we're going to have Nick and Dom's. You don't want to miss it. That's how we always end the Merrimack Valley Show these days. Top moments from the Valley this week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru finishing up. Our one guest is in the books, and this is time now for our top moment of the week. Dom and Nick's top moment. Nick, what do you have in the Valley?
I got the conference race for the Merrimack Valley One. Baseball is almost wrapped up. Central Catholic has that aforementioned walk-off win we talked about earlier in the show. Clinched a share of the MVC One title, that 2-1 win. Sean McCurry with the walk-off hit for the Knights. So they're looking good. That information, by the way, courtesy of Hector Longo and Evan Applebaum of the Eagle Tribune.
Perfect. I'm going to go to the track circles. See what I did there? Circle the track?
Yep.
All right.
Oval. It's more oval.
Ovalish, yeah. Okay.
Being honest.
All right, little math nerd. Okay. Now, the field was stacked, as they reported in the Eagle Tribune, and over Boosters Meet recently, this past weekend. Top stars from across Eastern Mass were there. They went over to the Eugene V. Lovely Field track on Saturday, and Andover did so good. Golden Warriors, it was their day. You know, they had a meet that means so much to them. Molly Kylie was saying. She had a dominant victory in the 2 mile, one of six individual relay victories for the Golden Warriors. This is a 67th annual Andover Boosters meet. Pretty cool, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's a big meet.
That's a tradition. Takes a lot to host anything, as you know, year after year. And there they go. So Kylie was once again, you know, winning the 2 mile, personal record 11:03.24. That's 33 seconds ahead of the second finisher. That's a blowout.
Yeah. To say the least. Jeez. Yeah.
You cross that finish line, it's 33 seconds until the next one. Let's see. Kern, Colin Kern over on the boys' side, repeated as Andover Bruce's champion in the 800, winning with a time of PR time of 155.34. And the number two finisher finished 3 seconds ahead of behind him. Another blowout in that race, right? 800, three seconds.
Yep.
That's pretty convincing.
Yep.
Kern talked to the Eagle Tribune, said it felt great to get a big win heading into the MVCs in state. So actually, we got to keep our eye, Nick, on the MVCs.
Yeah, the big ones are coming up for track very soon. It's getting to be, where all the best kind of come together.
Yeah.
You can see who really the big dogs are. Because, I mean, let's be honest, no disrespect to the dual meet season, but it's more a numbers game. You know, you get to see who really has the quality, depth of talent at those state in conference meets.
100%. Just a couple more winners to mention. Neil Chowdhury won the 400, 49.89. And then he was also on the Victoria Spring Medley relay team in a time of 135.00. He was joined there by Jason DeJesus, Kevin Shan, and Jonathan Kang. All right, that wraps it up. Dom and Nick's top moments in the books. What are we going to do for the summer? We got to really find some top moments in the summer. Little League, road races.
There's usually an Merrimack Valley team around in that Section 4 tournament, you know, which is perfect because there's usually a North Shore team too. We get a lot of, so we get a lot of cross information there.
Yep, totally. All right, well, this wraps it up for the Valley. Thanks for joining us. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you next week. We're here every week on MSONewsSports.com.